Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for Your Daily Bible Verse. We hope you enjoy this deeper look at one of your favorite, or maybe not so well-known, Bible verses. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts. To find more Bible studies, Bible reading plans, and verses by topic, we'd love for you to visit us on BibleStudyTools.com.
Finding Peace in the Midst of Pain by John D. Barry. Read by Jason Brown. Bible Verse of the Day. 2 Thessalonians 3:16. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with all of you. There are moments in life that seem to lack all peace. Instead, they are only full of pain. How can we find peace in times such as these? Paul the Apostle, who was deeply familiar with pain, had some thoughts on that. Read 2 Thessalonians 3, 6-18, and reflect on 2 Thessalonians 3:16. The church at Thessalonica had endured incredible pain, as had Paul. From those who didn't believe in Jesus, they had experienced persecution. Thus, Paul does not tritely offer these words about peace. For Paul, peace was a real and enduring reality in his life, despite the pain. If only such was the case for all of us. Paul achieved this sense of peace from a deep understanding that Jesus would work through all things, no matter how dire they seemed. Paul believed in a resurrected Lord who could bring resurrected life to even the most painful moments of death and despair. I remember an intense moment of despair in my life when I felt like I could no longer see the beauty of the moon or the stars. When I looked up and out, I felt nothing but pain. I questioned everything and was left paralyzed by indecision, despairing. I found my way out by praying through my pain. And when I couldn't find words to pray, I prayed through the Psalms and the Book of Common Prayer. And this was Paul's solution as well. He went to prayer. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Philippians 4:6. Pray in the Spirit at all times in every prayer and supplication. Ephesians 6:18. It wasn't that Paul didn't feel pain or experience movements of anxiety or despair. It's what Paul did with those moments. He prayed. He prayed. He prayed. What is God asking you to bring to Him in prayer today? How can peace in Jesus be your answer to even the most painful of moments?
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Grotheis, host of Truth Tribe, where we seek the truth through reason and evidence about what matters most. And we are not tribal, since truth is for everyone. Please join me at the Truth Tribe as I discuss the reasons for Christian faith, the Christian worldview, and moral issues such as abortion and gender ideology. To listen now, go to lifeaudio.com or search Truth Tribe on your favorite podcast app.